Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with our Survivor exit interview, you ho bags, and we have another good one here today, as it's been just a really wild post-merge of Survivor 46, and today we're going to be talking with Tiffany, who got voted out with an idol in her pocket, the fourth person this season to go out of the game with an idol in their pocket. No idols have been played. No idols have been... People find them, they put them in their pocket, and then they leave. That's what Survivor 46 has been all about. And so we're going to talk with Tiffany, and then Evie Jagoda is going to join me for This Week in Survivor History with Jordan Kalish. You can see both parts of that up on our YouTube channel. Rob is at website.com/YouTube, where later on today, I will be talking with Stephen Fishback on the Survivor Know-It-Alls. And then last night, I got into everything with James Jones. Really fun recap. I had a great idea for Liz that she could have used in the episode last night. You could check that out when you check out our post-game show from last night. But I see that we have Tiffany on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Hey, Tiffany, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, very disappointed to see you go out of the game last night. I was really feeling like you had a real shot at this thing. Looking forward to getting into everything. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know what? Like, it was tough going out with an idol in my pocket, but I think after that episode and after watching the way I played this season, I could walk away with my head held high. I gave them hell.
Definitely. Yeah, you definitely did. Okay, I want to just talk about looking back, and I know it's so much easier after it all happens. Were there any sort of like red flags or like warning signs that you feel like you missed about playing your idol last night?
Yeah, I do think that there were warning signs, right? And of course, hindsight is 20/20. But I think that I should have paid more attention to the conversations that Maria was having with Q.
Yeah.
I was so focused on kind of just like me staying in my lane and him staying in his lane. I could have zoned in on that a little bit more, because while I knew, well, first of all, I actually didn't even know that like Maria was like this, like, pressed to get me out until like I watched back a couple of the episodes. But had I paid more attention to those conversations, I would have been like, you know what, there is a possibility that like Q could be scooped up. And I should have really paid attention to the fact that like Q has been here for two tribals. People are not getting rid of him because people are not scared of him. So why would they all of a sudden, even when the man is begging to be voted out, people are like, nah, I could beat you. I'm going to keep you in here for a little bit longer. That didn't dawn on me. And I'm like, I said this in a previous confessional, but people are much more willing to deal with a nuisance than a threat.
Yeah.
And Q was a nuisance to me. So I'm like, of course he's a nuisance to everybody else. I just didn't put two and two together that I was the threat.
Yeah. Yet that,
or at least not that big of a threat.
The nuisance and threat confessional, that was what you said, talking about how that Q wanted you to get rid of Venus. And really, like that conversation, looking back over these last couple of weeks, was really the beginning of the end for you in the game. You talked to Tevin and you told Tevin, I want to take out Venus. And that, and he went back and told that to Q. Why is she? You didn't want to get rid of Venus. Q wanted to get rid of Venus. And that's real. And you said Maria's name. And that's what really started this whole thing where why is she talking about somebody in the six? And Q first said, let's get rid of Tiff, which started this whole thing. Looking back, I would just love to get your feelings about working with Q and that really complicated relationship over this entire game.
It was like a walking contradiction. It was like that man was constantly contradicting himself, and sometimes it was just really hard to navigate. Because in the moment where Q decided to pitch my name because I said somebody in the six, a contradictory statement in itself, because last tribal council, I was fighting for Tim to stay and you wanted Tim gone so badly. Was Tim not in the six? So like you came for somebody in the six first, and now you're painting it like I'm coming for somebody in the six, so I gotta go. But in reality, no, it's not about me coming for somebody in the six. It's about me not wanting to do what you told me to do and you not being able to handle it. And also, like, when it came to Venus, I felt like it was so stupid for people to be trying to get her out in that moment. I'm like, Venus, and Venus also was like one of the people that like I talked to first at the merge. And I think for her, she kind of just had like a rough time out there, not because she was a bad player, but because she was very opinionated and she wasn't somebody to bite her tongue, which in a game like Survivor, sometimes you gotta bite your tongue. And that didn't really work in her favor. And again, dealing with somebody like Q, who feels like he needs to be right and correct and the leader all the time, him and Venus are automatically gonna clash. But like, I didn't really have any issues with it. It just was tumultuous dealing with somebody like that. Cause at the core of my being, I am not like somebody who's gonna stroke somebody's ego, especially if I feel like you're doing things that are dumb and don't make sense. But that's what he wanted, and he never got it out of me. So that's why you got like the clash of the titans out there between me and him.
Was there a path to end up reconciling with Q and moving forward with him after he took you to you and Kenzie to the Applebee's reward?
I don't know. I think if I felt genuinely that Q wanted to work with me, then there might have been a path. But the problem was, I did not feel that Q really wanted to work with me. And I only say this because Q didn't take that time to really try to repair those relationships until he felt like he had no other options. And even after I found out about him telling people about my idol, I would have been more willing to work with him had he been truthful with me. When we got back and we had that big blow up argument that like CBS decided to give y'all the little miniature version of, he still was lying to me. He still told me that Hunter's the one that went back and told Maria. And like, he basically blamed it all on Hunter. And I'm like, dude, how can I trust that anything you're saying to me is true if you're still not even being honest? So I knew there was really like, there was no path for us working together because I just didn't feel like he was genuine in that moment. He was grasping at straws.
Okay. I really want to get your reaction to, we saw in last week's episode that Kenzie says, okay, I need to make a move against Tiffany. And then we saw this week that she said, well, I got to get her before she gets me. I'd love to know your reaction to seeing that. And were you thinking that I need to get Kenzie out at some point?
No, that's why it's like, it's so crazy to me because I'm like, do I understand the concept of needing to get somebody out if you feel like that's your only path to the end? I get it. But in that moment, it did not make sense to me because there are still so many people left in the game. And to turn on your number one, who you know unequivocally has your back, just for the sake of putting a move on your resume, I feel like that's the antithesis of what it means to be a good Survivor player. You're just doing things to check off a box at this point, not because you feel like it's gonna get you further. Well, maybe she genuinely did feel like it would get her further in the game. I can't say that. But it didn't feel like the smartest move in that moment. And she did try to backtrack it a little bit, but I felt like at that point, the train had already left the station and it was too late. But I will say, watching that back, I was a little upset. I was like, this kind of sucks because I thought that we were working together, not to mention all the things that are happening out here behind your back, IEQ making these alliances and not including you. Girl, I told you about that. Like, you knew about the six because I told you about it. Like, it was just crazy. It just felt like a little bit of a slap in the face, but also like, you know, it's Survivor. So like, can you really trust anybody?
No. Assuming that everything would have went.
Only one winner. Yeah. So like, I can't blame people for backstabbing because that's the name of the game. But it's like, I feel like maybe like do it a little bit later on when it actually feels like an iconic move and not just something you're doing to check off a box.
Yeah. Okay, Tiffany, let's just say Q goes home last night and okay, now you're in the final seven. What was your plan to get to the final three? Who is going to be okay there with you?
So there are a couple of different combinations that I would have liked to see next to me at final three. Either me, Ben and Kenzie, me, Venus and Ben, or me, Ben and Liz, or any combination of Venus, Ben, and Liz at the final three, because I felt like I had a really good shot of pleading my case against.
But no Kenzie.
People. No, I would have sat next to Kenzie. Kenzie and Ben, that was the first one I said.
Okay.
I would have sat next to Kenzie in the final tribal council, because again, that wasn't somebody who I felt at the time was like somebody I couldn't plead my case against. I felt like I would have been able to go blow for blow with Kenzie at a final tribal council. I wasn't shook, but I knew Maria and Charlie definitely had to go.
Yeah.
Not immediately, but at some point, neither one of those people was somebody who I wanted to sit next to at final tribal council, especially Charlie.
Tiffany, talking with Hunter last week, he really ended up giving you a lot of credit of that. He said that you were the one person he did not read correctly, that he was positive that you were going to vote for Q. Was any part of your back and forth with Q at Tribal Council to throw Hunter off, or was that just real emotion and that you were able to separate when you went to the voting booth?
That was 100% not planned. I just had an emotional moment out there, but I'm also a person that does really good with compartmentalization. I knew what my plan was going into that tribal council. So whether or not I had that emotional outburst, whether or not me and Q went back and forth at tribal council, I was still writing Hunter's name down. Like, me and Q could have got up and like had a screaming match. I was able to separate strategy from emotions in that moment, because again, Hunter was somebody that I didn't feel like I could beat. Q was somebody that I knew I could beat. I think that Hunter kind of just picked up on like that moment and maybe thought that I was somebody who would go off of emotions, but the two were never like coexisting for me.
Can you tell me about when you were there and then Liz doesn't get picked to go on the reward? Was what we saw on TV last night an accurate depiction, or was it even more intense in real life?
I feel like it was way more intense in real life. Like, watching it back on TV, I was able to like, you know, laugh and giggle and find the humor in the situation. Out there, I was like a deer in the headlights. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. I really don't know how to react to this. It felt super awk, but also like really raw at the same time. And one thing that people didn't get to see was that Kenzie and Maria both tried to give up their spot at the Applebee's reward so that Liz could go. And Q was like, no, she's not going. I didn't pick her. I picked who I picked. So that made it even more awkward. Like, yeah, we were able to find the levity of the situation after, but baby, it was intense.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe it. Okay, and then last thing I wanted to ask you, it was so hard for you in the beginning of the game. Did that take a toll on you in terms of like to get to this point where you went so long without the flint and everything in the early days at Yanu?
I don't think so. I think it actually had the opposite effect on me, right? Because we did, physically, it probably took a toll for sure. But mentally, I feel like it kind of hardened me a little bit. I'm like, man, I've had way worse days than this. Like, I'm not getting rained on. I don't have to sleep in a dirt patch under a rock. Like, we got tarp, sun. This is amazing. Like, by the time I got to the merge, it felt like I was like, you know, walking on sunshine compared to the hell that was Yanu. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it kind of prepared me and gave me a more positive outlook on what I had to deal with post-merge.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, I know you have to run, but it was really fun to get you to watch you play. You were my winner pick, so I'm extra sad to see you go, but I believed in you. I think you could have done it.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint. You know, things ain't work out for me like that either, but I'm glad you enjoyed the game. I'm happy I was your winner pick, even though I didn't win.
Okay. All right, Tiffany, all the best, and hope we can talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks. Bye, Rob. Right, have a good day.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Tiffany Irvin, and really nice to talk with Tiffany. She really, it just seemed like she had it. It was, and I'm mad at myself. I was like tripping over my words there. But going back to that one conversation she had in the game with Tevin, and then Tevin wanted to vote out Venus. And she's like, I'm not worried about Venus. Who cares about Venus? Like, let's go after Maria. And Tevin and Maria, they had a thing going back to that very first journey in the game. And they had like that relationship because that they knew that Jelinski was lying to them. And so Tevin and Maria had a bond. And then that goes, Tevin goes back to Q. And I don't know, like we saw it in this episode, Q and Maria also seemingly have something. Maria's kind of the Q whisperer. And because Tiffany said, okay, get out Maria, that was it. And that was really the beginning of the end. Then Q tells Charlie and Maria, hey, just so you know, Tiff has an idol. We got to go after Tiff. Ultimately, then the Liz plan comes up of we need to take out Tevin. Q's like, wait, what the hell? I said we're voting out Tiffany. So that didn't stick. But Charlie and Maria never forgot about Tiffany's idol. We have the whole thing then when Q tries to then blame Hunter for it. Q says he wants to quit. Tevin goes home. And then last week, we had the whole thing where Tiffany is mad. Q says, you know, not like Liz, but you blew up my game, Q. You told everybody I have an idol. Maria wants to go after Tiffany then. Charlie talks to Tiffany. Tiffany says, I'm going to play my idol. They say, okay, plans off. And they end up going after Charlie. But then Tiffany still, I guess, felt like, okay, I'm okay now. But Charlie and Maria never forgot that whole thing that Tiffany told Tevin about Maria and that they're going after her because she has an idol. And that was really just over these three episodes, sort of, that there was this final destination of that they were coming for Tiffany no matter what at this point in the game. So really interesting to go back and look at it over the couple of weeks. And somehow Q's still there. So we'll see what happens. Amazing. Amazing. I've really enjoyed this stretch of Survivor over these last couple of weeks. All right. We've got a fun one coming up. Evie is going to join me to play This Week in Survivor History with Jordan Kalish when we come back right after this. All right, we are back for This Week in Survivor History Trivia, taking on the Trivia Titans of the new era. And back with us, of course, it's Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. I got back from a great trip to Boston over the weekend.
Yes.
And we were talking in the pregame before you got here, Rob. The next time I'm recording with you, I may be an uncle. So I have a brother
like
has a
Bruce
baby that's on the way. And he's doing about a week.
Okay. So. All right. So Uncle Jordan, yes. And here's our guest to take me on in This Week in Survivor History Trivia, Dr. Evie Jagoda.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Jordan? Rob, do you know the fun fact that Jordan's brother, Ryan, who's about to be
yes,
a dad,
yes.
and I were best friends in preschool?
Yes.
So it's
yes.
kind of a big day for me, too.
Yes. You know? Okay. Well, this is very exciting. Now,
the original pregame.
Evie, That's have you right. been colluding with Jordan Kalish?
Well, you know, it's just we have it's like family, you know, so,
yeah.
you know, what can I say? However, I have seen you. I've seen you pretty recently, you know, and we're going to see you in Chicago, Rob. So, you know, I've got alliances in all,
okay.
all directions.
Just all right. Case, you know? All right. Yep. That we pregame here even in the This Week in Survivor History. And maybe it's This Week in Survivor Future, Evie.
I mean, you know, one can hope, but me with the other 700, you know, let's see.
Yeah.
But you know, the pre-gaming, it's kind of fun now because let's be honest, it was already happening, but now it's like very explicit.
See, I didn't even know it was already happening.
Well, that's just vibes. Don't you feel like when you talk to other Survivor people, there's always like, not anymore for you, man. You know,
people don't pregame with me.
Yeah,
Evie, people don't yeah. flirt with me and people don't pregame with me. The two things that they don't happen.
You know, I think we might have to look in the mirror.
It's like, oh, he's off the market. Don't worry. You don't have to flirt with him. You don't have to mm-hmm. pregame with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are both married and then like the podcast is kind of like,
serious yeah. relationship.
yeah. You're off the market. You're mm-hmm. committed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm off the market. All right. And that's why I get to talk. I can still play Twitch. And then this will be very exciting in the lead up to Survivor 50. Jordan, we're going to get some questions about episode 10 of Survivor from all different seasons in the past. Evie is going to be playing for $100 after I lost to Brandon Donlan last week on the podcast. Spoiler alert. And so, Evie, what charity are you playing for today?
Okay, I am playing for the World Central Kitchen, which is an amazing organization that provides meals and humanitarian relief in some of the most crisis-ridden places in the world, including in Gaza, including in Ukraine. So it's a really dangerous and really, really important work that they're doing. And yeah, it's amazing. And it's so important to me that, Rob, if I lose, I will donate the $100.
Oh, okay. They're getting $100 either way.
Yes. It's just a question of if it's from you or from me.
Okay. Well, as they say, better from you than me. Okay. All right.
I don't say that. So no. It's going to be from you.
Okay, we'll see. All right. Jordan, we need six seasons that we are going to talk about.
All right, we're finally in the double digit episodes here. We are making our way towards the Twitch finale, which will of course come before the Survivor finale, as always. So the six seasons that we are going to go to this week, we have Pearl Islands, Palau, Island of the Idols, Heroes versus Villains, Winners at War, and 42.
Okay, can I hear those that one more time?
Yes, we have Pearl Islands, Palau, Island of the Idols, Heroes versus Villains, Winners at War, and 42.
Did you say them out of order?
I did say two of them out of order.
Yeah,
I pulled a Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had Pearl Islands, Palau, Island of the Idols. So
Heroes, Villains, Island of the Idols, Winners at War, and 42. I have my questions in the correct order, but for some reason on the my heading where I put these seasons, I put them in a different order.
Okay. All right.
You know, most of today, I thought that this episode was going to be about episodes 9. And so I would be really prepared if this was last week in Survivor history.
Okay.
But we're just going to do our best here for episodes 10.
All right.
I go first?
Yes, Evie, you get to choose your season first.
Okay, I'll go 42.
All right, Survivor 42. We are going to the new era. Who won the reward in which players got to watch videos from home at the sanctuary and shared it with Mike Turner and Twitch winner Omer?
Yes. Okay. So yes, I remember this episode because it was a Bryson Wendell event and I was there. Sorry. I mean, it was the
Got the question wrong.
It was the Robinson Podcast live show. Both the 42.
You co-hosted it with me.
I was at.
You did co-host that.
I co-hosted that. So I'm prepared on this. I am prepared on this. Okay. The question was, who won the reward? And the answer is Lindsay.
So unfortunately, you got the first part wrong about which who was hosting the event. It was you and Rob. But the question you did get correct, Lindsay, is the right answer. So Evie, you get 2 points, a strong start.
Okay.
I don't know where I was, but I know where Lindsay was.
Yes. Okay. Great.
Lindsay Delashewis won reward and immunity in this episode. So good episode. For
And she was at Marianne's wedding and was very fun to hang out with in real life. And so, happy to see Lindsay. Maybe we have to get her on the podcast. Get her on Twitch, Jordan.
I would have Lindsay on Twitch.
Okay. All right. Oh boy. Episode 10 of This is I'll go Pearl Islands, right?
All right. We're going back in time to Survivor Pearl Islands, 2003. How many votes did Rupert receive at the tribal council in which he was voted out?
Come on. This is...
I can't tell if you think it's too hard or too easy.
All right. I think this is a hard quest. How many votes did a person get?
That's rough.
So I'm going to say, I believe... maybe I'm giving away too much to Evie if Evie needs to steal. But I believe Rupert came in eighth place. And I believe that Rupert and Sandra and Krista got blindsided. And so I'm going to say that there were 5 votes to take out old Rupert.
So I think the key to this question is knowing that Rupert came in 8th and knowing what the alliances were. That is correct, Rob. You get 2 points. It was 5. It was actually a 5-2-1 vote because Sandra, who I think sort of maybe figured out the plan through vote on Fair Play. Mm-hmm. So you are correct. And we are tied 2-2. Now, I considered when I was writing the question, I considered saying at the final 8, how many votes did Rupert receive when he was voted out? But I thought that would have been maybe a little too easy. So I don't know. You got it right.
That's why you're Rebus Philman.
Rebus Philman, baby. Put it on a shirt. I want a Q skirt that says Rebus Philman on it.
Okay. Bringing a lot of stuff together. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Back to Evie.
I'll take heroes, villains.
All right. Heroes, villains. And I'm going to scroll down to the question. Where is it? Oh, there we go. So I think I did just put like the questions out of order. wait, what season did you say again? Heroes, villains?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Whose 5 votes against were negated due to an idol play at the final 10?
So what do I have to say? Who the votes were on.
Who the votes were on.
Okay. So I assume that is the double idol bananas episode. And I am pretty sure that the votes were on Jerry.
So Jerry Manthe had an idol played on her by Parvati. Sandra did as well. And the votes were on Jerry. So Evie, you get 2 points. It is a 4-2 lead. And Rob, you get the next question.
Okay. This is tough. I'm gonna go Winners at War.
All right, Survivor, Winners at War. At the final 10, the players temporarily split into 2 alliances of 5. Fearing he'd be targeted at Tribal, Jeremy played the safety without power advantage and went back to camp. Denise played her idol, negating 2 votes. Who went home by a vote of 5-2-0 at this Tribal?
Okay. I believe at this Tribal Council that it was, for the second time this season, my friend Tyson Apostle.
Tyson Apostle, friend of the podcast, was voted out at this Tribal. So we have a 4-4 tie. 2 questions left.
Wait, there was a lot of information in that question. Yeah, I was like, where are we going with this?
I know. There's a lot of
like
context.
Reading comprehension.
Yes, that was a fun one to write. I got to put some info in there. Okay, 2
we're
more
all
questions.
All tied up, Evie.
Nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm nervous. Okay. What do we have left?
Island of the Idols and Palau.
Oh, God. I will go Island of the Idols.
Okay. Right before Karishma played her very real idol, which negated 7 votes, who played a fake legacy advantage that they had created themselves?
Okay. That was Dean.
Detective Dean Kowalski is the correct answer. The first of 2 fake legacy advantages that he would be in possession of on this season. He made it himself to try to get the stench of the real of what he thought was the real legacy advantage off of him. So he played it at this Tribal to lower his target. And then the other one happened to be fake too. So
yeah.
Evie, you have a 6-2 lead.
I ran into Detective Dean when we went to the event in New York during season 45, that episode that you really liked, Evie, where Jeff cut the rice with the knife the auction. Detective Dean was there.
Oh, I love that. That's fun. Detective Dean. He and I both both Columbia alums.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fun mafia role as well, the Detective Dean.
Okay. All right.
I have to say, I would not have known who played the legacy advantage in general, but I knew that Dean made it because I remember it being so funny that for some reason he like made a copy of his own, which was also fake.
Yes.
Good times.
Okay.
There was a lot of, and when you look at it, it actually looks a lot like the one that Jamal made, which is great.
Okay. They don't look like shit.
Yes. So here are the stakes, Rob.
Yeah.
You have 1 question left. You cannot go to multiple choice. You need to get this right in order to tie Evie. Wow. And we will go to a tiebreaker if that happens.
You have a tiebreaker ready?
It'll be a similar tiebreaker. I mean, it's
do Evie and I have to? Yeah, do Evie and I have to chip in $50 each?
No, there'll be a randomizer involved, kind of like the last time that we went to overtime here. So I semi have it prepared. I have the idea prepared.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. As you should. All right, we are going to Palau. Who was the first contestant eliminated from the Last Gasp Immunity Challenge at the Palau Final Eight? You need to get this question right.
Yeah. Okay. I think in a vacuum, I think this is pretty tough. But I do feel like that the wrinkle was that whoever got out first was going to have to go to Exile Island. And I believe that it was Janu.
Janu is correct. So, Rob, you get the question right for that reason. I think I had the question. I said immunity challenge. It was not an immunity challenge. It was just a challenge. But yeah,
it was not an immunity challenge.
No, what kind of challenge was it?
It must have been right.
A reward challenge.
Janu quits. Janu quits in this episode. Did she quit when she had immunity?
She didn't have immunity. She had to go to Exile Island.
Never mind. Well, okay. I don't know.
Jordan, are you drunk today?
No, I did get a shot in my arm today so maybe that's the throwing me off. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, but I just had a little brain fart. But okay. We are tied 6-6.
I'm worried about it.
Is this the first time this has happened so far?
Did he get something wrong? It happens all the time, Evie.
The tie.
We went to a tie earlier this season. Who was it? Who did I end up going to a tie against?
I believe you lost. It was, I believe, the third
episode. I remember.
Who was on after Marianne?
I don't know. We'll find out. Look, I'll just worry about what you have to get. Don't worry about the Twitch history. Okay, all right. So Evie, well done. It's a perfect game so far on both sides.
Yep. Great job. Great job.
Except for me. For me, it's not such a perfect
Jordan
game.
Has
We've
lost.
Been perfect. two people on this podcast have been perfect.
I mean, right. Rob, you might be ahead because I didn't know where I was for that first episode.
That's true. Evie should lose a point for not remembering. I mean, in fairness, Bryce and Wendell did have the Tuesday night party, but we watched the Survivor episode.
They were there.
Yes, they were. Bryce and Wendell were in attendance.
Yeah, so many events Partial to keep credit. Track of. So many seasons to keep track of. So here's what I have done. And I think we could, okay. So I do have a random number generator.
Okay.
I have the numbers 1 through 45 plugged into the generator. The generator will spit out a season and you will have to tell me. Now, I think it's a little bit too difficult to remember who was voted out in the episode 10 of each season, because it could be different points of each season. So I think what we are going to do here, you have to give me the first juror of the season that it spits out.
Okay.
That's what the game is going to be. You have to give me the first juror of that season.
Even though the fourth juror got voted out this week.
It could be. Yeah. But I think that's mm-hmm. too hard. I think that's too hard. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be more fun. First juror. Sam says good thing. And we are prepared. This is what I had in my head just in case we did go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay. Evie, your season is season one.
Oh my gosh. Who was the first juror? Okay. Greg
Buis was the first jury member. So Evie, you get a point. Rob, you need to get this one right to match. If you do, we will go to the next round. Your season is 33 Millennials versus Gen X.
The first juror of Millennials versus Gen X. this is tough. I'm really torn here. Was it, I believe there was a Michelle, or was it Taylor? Adam won 10-0, so it's hard to tell. I'm trying to think of, how many people did they merge with? Three person, 10 person jury. I don't think they merged with 14. I'm gonna say it was Michelle.
The two people you mentioned, Michelle and Taylor, were the first two jurors of the season. The first one was Michelle. So, Rob, you were alive. And we go to the next round. Michelle famously wore a dragon dress to the finale of that season.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, Eddie, I'm so nervous. I got a lucky one. That's how, okay.
This is scary. Your episode is going to be Survivor Karamoan.
Okay. I know that Corinne gets voted out, but is not on the jury. But she's the last. She's like at the merge. So who got out after that? Oh God. Is it Philip? Is it the gay man that Corinne keeps calling her gay? Who I think his name is Michael, maybe, or something. Oh God. It's gotta be a fan, right? Is it the vanilla girl? Oh my God, I'm really confused. Ah! Okay, I am just gonna go crazy. I know Corinne was like linked up with Malcolm and then all the stuff, so I'm gonna say Philip.
Philip, you should have gone with that Michael guy. Michael Snow was the correct answer. He went right before Philip and after Corinne, who
that, okay. Just in all the excitement, you mentioned Julia Landauer. I saw she tweeted about a Survivor 50 tweet. She was like, hey, they thought that, check me out now. I'm not vanilla now after 10 years, even Julia Landauer trying to get in on it.
Wow. Listen,
shout out to Michael Snow.
There's a lot of amazing Survivor contestants. I won't be too sad if I don't get on relative to some people, but if Julia's on there and I'm not.
Some people clamor for Julia Landauer to return.
Everyone likes vanilla.
Damn it. I had it. I knew Philip wasn't, but I wasn't sure.
The easy part was that you can remember who didn't get to sit on the stage during the.
That's how I remember Corinne wasn't on the stage.
Corinne wasn't on the stage because Corinne would made the jury, but not the merge.
Right. Oh man. Well, well deserved, Rob.
Evie, if I'm wrong, you're still alive.
Evie, you are right now in Survivor limbo.
Okay.
Because if Rob gets this wrong, we will move on to the next round. If he gets it right, he will win the game.
Okay.
Rob, we're going to a season that we have already talked about today.
Okay.
Survivor Palau.
Okay. First juror of Survivor Palau. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that Janu made the jury. I'm going to say I think it was Kobe.
So you're wrong.
Yes.
Janu made the jury. Kobe was
quit.
The first juror.
Janu should have been on the jury.
I agree with you, but you are right. Kobe did make the jury. He was the first juror. So Rob, by a score of 8-7.
Wait, you lied? What is that?
I said you were wrong about Janu. Janu made the jury and Kobe was the first juror.
Yes. So then what? Rob is wait.
You said Kobe.
Yes, that was my answer. My answer is Kobe.
You said
Janu was the first juror.
No, I said Janu made the jury. Kobe was the first juror. I said that you were wrong.
Are you saying the merge?
No, Kobe was the merge, but technically there was no merge on that season. But Kobe was the first person who got voted out when the tribes came together. You said Kobe was the first juror. Kobe was the first juror. Janu was the second juror. She went after Kobe.
Okay. We had the order.
Okay.
Yeah. That was very.
Okay. Sam, are you getting this? Okay. Did I win the game or not?
You did win the game, Rob. Congratulations.
Good job,
Rob.
Okay. Good job, Jordan, don't read the comments today.
Please don't read
the comments. Do me a favor. Okay.
Listen, if you're being mean to Jordan in the comments, make your own game. Come on.
He got a shot today in his arm. Okay, people.
It was an arm shot.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, I didn't embarrass myself, which is what I was afraid of. Yeah. So good game. Rob.
Okay. Evie, this was a great. Great job. We went to overtime here today. A great cause. Still getting $100.
Still getting $100.
Okay.
But from me.
Yes. Okay. Evie, what else is going on for you?
Well, no verbal rebates.
It's shaky at best today.
Of course we have.
I don't know a lot of people's last names, so it's going to be tough.
I think today you might be okay. I think today.
Okay.
You'll need to know you'll see when we get there. You're going to need to know a first name for this one that we don't normally say. So here's the verbal rebus. We have Survivor Thailand's pre-merge dentist, just the first name.
Okay.
Minus the first letter of Jelinski's first name.
Okay.
This is Jelinski's second time as a verbal rebus clue. Plus, dude, this was the first player on the edge of extinction.
Okay.
Plus, Rocky constantly yelled this player's name on Survivor Fiji.
Okay.
Minus, Jeff often says, let's get it blank.
Oh.
I could read him again if you need me to. Okay, so we have Survivor Thailand's pre-merge dentist.
Okay.
You guys could say it. You could say it out loud now.
Hold on. This is the first time I've ever stumped on the verbal rebus. Okay. So pre-merge dentist is Jed.
Jed. Minus,
I actually found a picture of me. I was going this sad week about Sonia. I was looking at my old pictures. I saw a picture of me with Jed the dentist. Ed. Okay. Minus J is Ed.
No, yeah. Not minus J. The first letter of Jelinski's first name. So Jed minus minus the first letter of his first name. It's David.
Okay.
Okay.
So Jet.
Yeah. So yeah. That's why. Okay. That's why I said like
Jeremy.
Plus
okay. Then Reem.
Jerome. Yes. Plus Reem.
Jereem, and then Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony minus on.
Yeah, so who do we
minus on?
Minus on. Who do we have? Jed.
Jeremiah.
No, close. This is a hard one.
Jereem Anthony. Jerry Manthi.
There we go. We got it. Jerry Manthi, who got voted out twice this week in Survivor history. Once from
typically
the episode
in the rebus puzzle that we don't like. We have the word ream, and there's there needs to be like a line break in between the end of Jerry and the start of Manthi.
That's the genius of the verbal rebus, where you can have when I'm able to connect the last
you're
name,
a regular Sangmin.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this one was a work of art. This was a work of art, and Jerry Manthi voted out twice in Survivor history, so it needed to be Jerry Manthi today. And she got a question.
Wow.
Survivor season 50 winner Jerry Manthi.
Wow. Evie, how about that?
Good job. Good job all around. Wow,
Evie, this was an all-timer for this week in Survivor history.
Well, I feel proud personally.
You did a great job.
You're not trying to tank the segment, right?
Maybe.
And get fired, right?
Why would I? Who am I? Q?
I don't know.
Listen, I've never made it to episode 10 before, so this was my favorite one.
Yes.
And
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Evie, I'm very excited. I'll be seeing you soon.
That's right. You will in like 1 week. That's
I know.
So fun.
Just a couple days from now. Okay. Anything else you want to tell people to check out?
Not really. You know, follow me on the stuff. We're going to start recording a new season of The Pride Has Spoken pretty soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. So actually later this week, I'm recording my first one. So everyone get excited for June, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay. It's going to be May. And then right after it, we know what comes next.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And then are your DMs open for pre-gaming or no?
Listen, they're open and empty. So... come on by.
All right.
The water is fine.
All right. Jordan Kalish, how about for you?
You can follow me at Jordan Kalish on Twitter. My DMs are open. You don't know if I'm going to be cast on Survivor 48 or 49. So technically,
or Survivor Brooklyn South.
Or Brooklyn South. I don't think that's in the running technically for Survivor 50. But 48 and 49, you never know. If I send in an audition video and they love it, so it could happen. And as always, the viewing parties in New York City, message me for the deets.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on, I believe, the longest Twitch of the season.
It was.
Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.